Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests, all members of the leadership committee for the Ramshackle Cabaret. Thank you for being here, Christian Litton, Allie Witherspoon, and Shelby Williams.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, it's great to have you all here. We're here to talk about the Ramshackle Cabaret in broad terms, but also about an upcoming event that's happening this Sunday, and that's called, you're calling it the Roll Call. Tell us a little bit about what the Roll Call is and where it is.
Roll Call is typically an opportunity for people from the community to come see what our upcoming season is going to be like. We usually introduce our leadership group. We talk about the shows we have coming up over through the winter. And we talk about usually what the theme is of our big show that happens in the kind of late winter, early spring. And and just try to get a gauge of who wants to get involved and how they want to get involved with the stuff that we do.
Okay, and Allie, where is this event?
This is going to be at the Mean Queen on Sunday in the dungeon, 4:30.
Okay, 4:30 p.m. And then, Shelby, I'll turn to you to ask a little bit about who exactly should come out for this roll call.
So anyone who's interested in performing, absolutely. We also need a lot of behind-the-scenes help. It takes a lot of volunteers to do any of our shows, big and small, which means the day of, including ticket takers and security, behind the scenes help, like stage hands. But even weeks, months before the show, we need a lot of help with construction, set building, costuming. We already are so grateful for our community, but we do find ourselves scrambling sometimes to find warm spaces like garages, people with power tools, or people with spare time leading up to the event when us performers are already a bit overwhelmed with practices and rehearsals.
Okay, so all variety of volunteers, not just forward-facing folks or performing folks, but people with behind-the-scenes skills and skills that won't even be used the day of, I guess, like in the preceding weeks.
Yeah, we're always looking for anybody that wants to just be involved in what we do and for why we do it. So.
Great. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, I want to talk about what the Ramshackle Cabaret is, but also what it does in the community and for, I guess, even the larger community in our country. So maybe I'll turn to you, Shelby. We were talking beforehand about this mission statement. I think it's worth letting listeners hear. What is the mission statement?
Yeah, for sure. This was written up years ago, and we still, strive to stand by it. And I think we do a pretty good job. So here it is. The Cabaret is a platform for local volunteers to showcase their untapped and often unconventional talents. We exist to support reproductive and sexual health, and all proceeds will go to support this cause. Each year's production brings local talent to the stage, creating an adult variety show featuring comedy, dance, burlesque, and more, with proceeds going to organizations that support reproductive and sexual health in Alaska.
Great. Okay. Thank you. So for a lot of people listening, they maybe would have thought, I'm not interested in the Ramshackle Cabaret. It's just not my thing. But then they might hear that mission statement and be like, well, I would really like to support the Ramshackle Cabaret in getting money to organizations and doing that kind of work. So it's a great way to support sexual reproductive health throughout the community and our nation by supporting the Ramshackle Cabaret. So I want to ask a little bit, Christian, maybe you remember off the top of your head or whoever wants to pipe in, who did the donations go to last year?
Well, I will say that in the last 10 years or so, we've donated somewhere over $100,000 to different organizations. And then, Allie, the three organizations we did last year?
It was Indigenous Women's Rising, Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Northwest.
The Great Northwest.
The Great Northwest.
Yeah, yeah. And the Northwest Abortion Access Fund.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. And if you come out to the roll call on Sunday, this might be a place to begin to drop ideas of places you think that could donate to.
Yeah, we're always looking for new areas to donate and new organizations to donate to. We also especially are trying to look for ways to keep the money in the community or have it return to the community and service the people of Sitka as well, if not the greater Southeast Alaska area.
Okay, great. Well, now I want to talk a little bit more about the glamorous side of the Ramshackle Cabaret. I'd love to hear about some of the themes over the years and some of the performances.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of crazy shows over the years. We've done a medieval theme. We've done a spooky mansion theme, space. We've gone underwater. we've kind of done a lot of crazy things, and so we're always looking for new ways to kind of stretch ourselves. And we have a new theme in mind this year that we will be announcing this Sunday at the roll call. So if you are interested, you want to know, but I can say that it will be fantastic.
Okay. And Allie, you've done many performances. Tell us a little bit about some of your performances, or even just some of your favorite performances, whether they're yours or not.
Well, hearing the theme is always one of those things that kind of gets your brain going. Last year, after the theme was announced of more nautical, I went home and immediately asked my husband to build me a boat, which he did very well. So it's kind of just one of those things that starts getting your brain going and, you know, riding on a boat. And then another one I was in, now we're underwater trying to lure people to their death.
Okay.
It's just wonderful. Good fun.
Yeah. Any other performances that jump out to any of you over the years, kind of putting you on the spot?
But we've had a lot of really amazing things. Sitka Cirque has really put in a lot of time with some of our shows, and they had some pretty amazing things over the years using some different contraptions that they have. So those have been really fun. And then just a lot of really great, cool dance routines that people have come up with.
We've had really funny comedians over the
years. Yeah, some great comedians. It's been a kick, just all the different things we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Musical performances. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little everything.
Yeah.
In conversation just recently, one of the very first year a performance came up that Amy Cain did with her signs eating food in a conversation I was having. So the performances live beyond the moment for sure.
Oh yeah. Some of them are very legendary.
There are some I think of and I get goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like especially the finales or, you know, just especially moving pieces.
Right.
It's just something that you don't see in other shows in town. Like these are adult centric.
Right.
Weird, wacky, pushing the envelope kind of shows. And I love that.
Yeah. So many great reasons to come out for the actual performances. And if you're at all interested in this, then you'll want to come Sunday for the roll call. Other ways to support, though, kind of maybe surprisingly, are to buy Stardust Ball tickets.
Yeah. So Stardust Ball is coming up here in a couple of months, end of October. It's our kind of first foray into our season. And so it'll be the first thing that we put on. Raven Radio has kind of handed this over to Ramshackle Cabaret this year to kind of allow us to take that on, and we are very excited to get to do that. And so we'll be doing kind of the similar thing, lip sync contest, costume contest. We're bringing up a band from Spokane, Washington. They're a lot of fun, and then there'll be more information coming up, but buying tickets to that is another great way to get involved. It goes to support us and what we do and allow us to do bigger shows and make a bigger donation.
Okay, great. And that Stardust is October 28th. Is that what you said?
That's right.
Okay,
yeah, right. Saturday.
But tickets, when they're on sale, that will be announced a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then for listeners who maybe can't make it out on Sunday, but are really interested in what they're hearing, how can they still be involved?
So you can reach out to us on our socials. We have Instagram, we have Facebook under Ramshackle Cabaret. And then we also have an email, ramshacklecabaret@gmail.com.
And then just one more time, Allie, if for people who can make it out, when and where should they come on Sunday?
That will be this Sunday at the Mean Queen Dungeon, 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
For roll call.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Shelby, Allie, and Christian for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.
KCAW receives support from LFS Marine Supplies, LFS retail store, located at 475 Catlian Street in Sitka, features a variety of marine and outdoor products. Summer hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed on Sundays.